Sagt der Elke Mishnah weiter, man sagt, there's a halas, Perika Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Let's say you have a roof over a person or over Kalim. So it's an oil. And if there's a mess underneath that roof, it's metame any person or Kalim that's standing underneath the roof. Either person will say, but I didn't touch the Tumah. I wasn't over the Tumah. It doesn't make a difference. You're under the same roof as the Tumah. That's called Tumas oil. Sometimes an oil works to prevent Tumah. For example, let's say there's a mess in an oil and there's a person or Kalim on top of the oil, or the other way around. The people or Kalim are in the oil and the mess is on top of the oil. This oil is going to serve to prevent them from becoming Tumah. So you can have a person or a Kali nowhere near the mace, and he becomes Tame because they're under the same oil. And on the other hand, you can have a person directly over a mace or directly underneath the mace. But if there's an oil in between, he's Tahar. So an oil can either spread Tumah, or it can act as a Chatzitza, as a cutoff for Tumah. Now let's begin our Mishnah. Masechta Sahalas, Perik Vav, Mishnah Aleph. Adam v'Kalim. A person and a Keli, Nasenai Holland, they themselves, the Adam and the Keli themselves, can become an oil, Letame, when it comes to be Metama, Avaloi Letar. But a person and a Keli can't be an oil to block the Tumah. Okay, so let's have an example. Zakta Mishnah. Arba, we have four people, Noisin es HaNidbach, are carrying a Nidbach. What's a Nidbach? A large, wide stone. See the Batanura, Evan, Gedoyla, Urachava. And these four people are carrying this stone in an open area. There's no roof over their heads. That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov adds over here. And try to picture we have here a field and four people are carrying a big stone. Tumah tachtav, suddenly we realize, there's a tum underneath the stone. Zakta Mishnah, Kalim shel gabav tmein, the Kalim on top of the stone are tame. What do you mean? Doesn't the stone block it? Can't the stone block the Tumah from underneath to protect the Kalim on top? And the answer is the problem with this Nidbach is that it's being carried by people. And remember what we learned. People are an oil to spread Tumah, not to act as a chatzitza for Tumah. So this oil is going to work against us if our purpose here is to be metayer the Kalim. Because even if the Kalim on top isn't directly over the mess underneath, but it's an oil, it spreads the Tumah around. Yeah, but if it's an oil, it should cut off the Tumah. No, that it doesn't do, because it's carried by people. Same is true. Let's say the four people are carrying the Nidvach, and they say, "Ay, there's a Kazayas Menemes on top of the Nidvach. Kalim Shetachta, the Kalim that are underneath Tumayim are also Tumay. Even if the Kalim underneath aren't directly in a straight line with the Kazayas of the Mace on top. Because to be metama, it serves as an oil. It spreads the Tumah over the entire area of the stone underneath. But it doesn't help us to block the Tumah. At least the Tanakhama holds this way. Rabbi Eliezer metahe. Rabbi Eliezer says, no, the Kalim are tohar. Whether the Tumah is underneath the big stone and the Kalim are on top, or the other way around, the Tumah is on top and the Kalim are underneath. Rabbi Eliezer holds, even though it's carried by people, it's going to serve as an oil to block the Tumah. But, says the Batanur, the Allah is not like Rabbi Eliezer. But, says the Mishnah Vayter, Nosin al Arba Avonim. Let's say this Nidbach is not carried by people, but it's laying on four stones. Oy al Dover, Sheyesh by Ruachayim, even on, let's say, four cows. As long as it's not a person. Then the din is, Tumah Tachtav, if there is Tumah underneath, Kalim Shal Gabav Tahir, the Kalim on top are Tahar. Tumah al gabav, if there's Tumah on top, Kalim shetachtav tar, and the Kalim underneath are tahar. It's for sure a regular oil that works both ways, sometimes to spread the Tumah, and sometimes, as it would in this case, to block the Tumah. So, chazing over what we learned in our Mishnah. Generally, an oil, if you're unfortunate enough to be underneath the oil and there's a mess over there, doesn't make a difference. Even if you're not near the mess, you will become tame, because the oil spreads the Tumah. But if the mess is underneath and you're on top of the oil, or the other way around, the oil will serve to block the Tumah. But that's only if the oil is not supported by people. So if you have a large stone, and let's say you have four people carrying it, and they're underneath the open air, and suddenly you realize that there is Tumah underneath the stone, any keli on top of the stone, even not directly over the tumah, is going to become tame. Same is true the other way around. If suddenly you see there's tumah on top of the stone, any keli underneath the stone is going to become tame, because the oil is going to spread the tumah throughout the entire area of the stone, and it won't block the tumah, all because it's being carried by people or keli. But as long as the stone is not supported by people or keli, however, if the stone is resting on four other stones, or even on animals, as long as it's not a person, then the oil will work to block the tumah. If there's tumah underneath, kelim on top are tahar. And if there's tumah on top, the kelim underneath are tahar.